Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. All this weekend, we are taking a look back at some of the most compelling testimony from the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. Enjoy.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
So we have now heard the closing arguments in the prosecution of Lori Vallow Daybell. Now it's time to hear the defense. The defense who rested and did not present a defense other than through cross in this trial. This is their last chance to try and sway the jury and make them believe that Lori Vallow Daybell couldn't possibly have been the person who was responsible for killing these children. Jim Archibald, who is Lori's defense attorney, opened up the conversation, or the closing arguments, if you will, today by painting a picture of Lori as a protective mother, a follower of Jesus, and a woman whose life was turned upside down after meeting Chad Daybell, the leader of a new church known as the Church of the Fireborn. The attorney emphasized Lori's devotion to Jesus and her desire to be a leader in her faith community. However, he suggested that Chad manipulated Lori's religious convictions, leading her away from her life as a devoted mother and into the heart of the storm that was Chad's doctrine. Be interesting to see or learn what Lori's reaction was to this, because we don't know if she's still down with Chad. By a lot of judgments that we can see of the two's interaction, it would appear that there's still a relationship there. The crux of Archibald's argument was that Lori was not a leader in this conspiracy, but a follower swept up in Chad's religious fervor. He highlighted that while Lori had a deep desire to testify about her love for Jesus, she was instead ensnared in Chad's web of deception. As the defense attorney continued, he examined the evidence presented throughout the trial, challenging the prosecution's narrative. He pointed out that although Lori was present during the alleged conspiracy, there was no direct evidence linking her to the actual murders. It criticized the flimsy claims that merely placed her near the scene, but did not directly implicate her in the deaths. Archibald also scrutinized the testimony of Audrey, accusing her of fabricating stories, and challenged the jury to discern the credibility of the witnesses presented throughout the trial. He continually emphasized the burden of proof, reminding the jury that in the absence of concrete evidence, they could not condemn Lori for the alleged crimes. The defense attorney systematically dissected each piece of evidence against Lori, from the autopsy photos to the piece of her hair found in the duct tape wrapped around her deceased son, JJ. He dismissed these as circumstantial and reminded the jury of the lack of definitive proof that Lori was involved in the murders. Archibald passionately argued against the idea that Lori had masterminded a plan to kill her children. He pointed out that she had enrolled them in a school, hired a babysitter, actions that seemed inconsistent with someone planning to commit such heinous acts. Furthermore, he questioned why Lori would give up a comfortable life with her ex-husband, Charles, who was earning significantly more than Chad, if not for the religious convictions that Chad had instilled in her. As the courtroom continued to listen, Archibald continued to attempt to dismantle the prosecution's case, questioning the validity of the charges against Lori. He called into question the belief that Lori had conspired to kill Tammy Daybell, Chad's wife, when the cause of Tammy's death was still unclear. Archibald's final argument was a profound reflection on Lori's character, painted not as a conniving killer, but a misguided follower. The defense attorney asserted that Lori was merely a woman who had been manipulated by Chad, a man who convinced her that they were destined to be together, that they had married in a past life, and that their union was divinely obtained. As Archibald concluded his closing arguments, he urged the jury to focus not on the tragic outcome of the children's lives, but on the evidence presented before them. The defense argued that there was no concrete proof tying Lori directly to the act of murder. Yes, her behavior was erratic, perhaps even disturbing, but that didn't necessarily mean she had committed the heinous act of killing her own children.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
What do you think? You think she has a chance in hell? Well, she probably does, literally, in that. But in terms of being a free woman on this planet, doubtful. We'll keep you up to date here as the verdict comes in. We'll have audio for you as soon as possible. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.